The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now to the Vatican, and as expected, thick black smoke was seen after a three-hour wait from the Sistine Chapel chimney last night after the cardinals had entered conclave yesterday afternoon. Around 100,000 came out to see the ancient ritual to tell the world that the 133 cardinals had not yet chosen a new pope. Henry McKean was there for us last night. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And I'm staring at the chimney as we speak. Still nothing. We are expecting smoke around now, between now and the next hour. Will it be white smoke? Will they have chosen a pope? Will it be black smoke? But last night, we were really led to believe that at 6 p.m. Irish time, there would be smoke. And it didn't happen until 8 p.m. So we were kept waiting another 2 hours. A lot of the crowds, thousands and thousands of people waiting and waiting and waiting. And the world networks, the global networks are here, TV networks. There must be about 1,000 journalists. They were live. They couldn't cut to ads because they were so worried that they would miss the moment. A bit like that panda. Remember the Kit Kat advert with the panda, the photographer? But I met this American who waited since 4 p.m.
I'm having a chat with Stephen Denby. You're 83 years of age. Where are you from?
We're from South Carolina, Charleston, in the USA.
How does it feel to be here at the conclave?
It's historic. It's amazing, really, to see how they elect the Pope and all of the possibilities of...
And there's massive crowds here, huge crowds from around the globe, and also thousands of media also from around the globe.
Yes, and all varieties of people. Not just Catholics. We met a Pentecostal. We met some Presbyterians.
And they're interested. They are interested in this.
Always
interested.
Yes, interested. And to be here on this day is pretty spectacular. Yeah.
And are you Catholic?
I am not Catholic.
But you're interested.
I'm Protestant. But I am interested. The Catholics are influential in the United States, and it's important how conservative they are. Helps us keep our moral compass.
And do you think America has lost its moral compass?
Well, America goes back and forth, you know. In my lifetime, I've seen a liberal move, but then we see conservative move back in. As far as the moral compass, we're close, yeah.
Now, Henry, did that American get to see the black smoke?
Pat, he actually gave up the last moment. He was there with his wife for hours and hours, and then about 3 minutes to Rome time, 9 o'clock, he walked off. He went back to his hotel. I just can't get over it. And I was encouraging him to stay, but then... Finally, that smoke arrived.
So we have black smoke, finally, after 2 hours of waiting here. No decision, no pope has been chosen here at St. Peter's Basilica at the Sistine Chapel. Huge crowds, there's about 100,000 people here waiting for smoke, and it's black smoke. Juliana from Argentina, it's black smoke, how do you feel?
Yeah, we've been waiting for that. Yeah, it's going to be weird if it came out like white. So probably tomorrow we'll have white smoke.
Raphael, it's black smoke, how do you feel?
Yes, I think we have to wait and we see tomorrow, because this is the first votation and this means that we don't have a new pope. That's our message.
You're from the States. You waited for the black smoke.
We did.
Was it worth the wait?
I would say so. Of course, we were hoping it was a different color, but that's quite all right. It would have been quite remarkable if it had come out white this early in the game. But it was still just a blessing to be here.
So a blessing, anticipation, you felt it was worth it. You yes. wanted white.
Yes, but the white will come.
So you're a patient man.
No, not very, but I have to be.
Was it worth the 2-hour wait for the black smoke?
At first I didn't think so, but then once I saw the smoke, yeah, it was worth it.
So you're delighted you've come out?
Yes, very.
And will you be here for the other white or black smokes?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah.
I think it was worth waiting and building up all the excitement, especially now that we will get white smoke soon.
Henry, you actually spotted a drone. Now, we had been talking about this before, and I thought they had been banned.
You're right, Pat. They have been banned. And I saw police and army officers holding these really unusual guns that have this ability to shoot them down or basically fly them towards them. I've just been told this particular one that people might have seen on the TV last night if they were watching or if they were actually here at the Vatican, the drone that was up there at the chimney was an official Vatican drone. The Vatican had a drone up there to get pictures, and the pictures are amazing. On a different note, I did get to meet Martin O'Brien. He is a former BBC religious affairs journalist.
I'm not that surprised that it has taken that long. If you remember, I don't know if you've seen the film Conclave, but I'm told that it very accurately portrays the procedures within the Sistine Chapel itself, and it took ages for the cardinals to carry out their vote there. You have to remember, Henry, that we saw the cardinals individually take their oath before the door was closed. That took ages as well, and I did say to myself, this will take longer than many think. It's more than likely that we will have white smoke at the end of tomorrow or on Friday morning.
So you're saying Friday morning, and I know it's impossible to say who will the next Pope be.
It is impossible to say that. I have counselled readers of the Irish news and indeed people listening to radio stations that I've contributed to that do not exclude a surprise. Pope Francis spoke many times about the God of surprises, and there is an old saying, you know, that the guy who goes in as Pope comes out as Cardinal. So I think that it's likely, shall I say, it would be surprising that if we didn't have an outcome by the end of business tomorrow or on Friday.
So, Henry, is that what most people are saying? We might get white smoke by the end of Friday. I mean, there's no way anyone really can predict a winner, but I'm sure there are the favourites.
Well, Pat, I think being a Catholic is all about staring at a chimney, and I'm still staring at that chimney right now. And just to say there's still no smoke. But you're right. We simply don't know. All the experts, they're all guessing. It's up to the cardinals. They're locked in. We don't know. Technology here is blocked. I mean, I'm getting through to you now, but, you know, later on I might not, because they don't want any interference in this vote. But there's huge amounts of predictions and favorites. Here is an American priest and journalist.
I'm Father Tom Rees. I'm a Jesuit priest and senior analyst for Religion News Service.
Did you expect that black smoke, and did you expect it to take that long?
Yeah, I expected black smoke tonight, but I didn't expect it to take that long. I guess maybe the preacher talked and talked and talked a little longer than he should have. And it's 133 cardinals this time, so that takes more time than for them to cast their votes and to be counted. I'm not going to expect the vote to happen soon. We don't have a clue. I mean,
how can we know? They're locked in.
That's exactly right. I was afraid that they had decided not to even vote, which was a possibility for them. They're not required to vote on the first night, but now tomorrow they have to do two votes in the morning and two votes in the afternoon.
Who's going to be the next Pope?
I have no idea. If the election is over tomorrow morning, it could very well be one of the front runners, Cardinal Parolin, the Secretary of State of the Vatican, or Cardinal Tagle, the Filipino cardinal who's very popular.
So, Henry, lots of journalists who are also priests.
Absolutely. And remember, journalists, priests, you know, when it comes to media favourites and cardinal favourites, it's very, very hard to predict. And yet, lots of journalist priests. I chat a bit more with my new Black Smoke friends.
My name is Rafał Skitagin. I come from Poland and I work for a newspaper named Gość Niedzielny, Sunday Hospital. It will be maybe Parolin, and if not, we will have to wait longer.
You met the Cardinal earlier, you just bumped into him.
I met this Cardinal this morning, Parolin, before conclave, and he was a very, very nice person and smiled and full of peace, I think. So maybe it is our future Pope, who knows?
You think it's a sign?
Maybe it's a sign for us.
Henry, thank you very much for that report. Obviously, Henry reporting for us right throughout the day, keeping his eye on that chimney. Chimney watching being the only sport in town now in Vatican City. We're staying there and we're joined by Nick Pisa, senior reporter, Global with the Mail Online. And Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, to you and your listeners.
So you're chimney watching as well, I'm sure. What are they all saying about the delay last evening? Was it one of translation, you know, given that many of these cardinals are not terribly familiar with Rome? And I was wondering, are they speaking to each other in English or Italian or in Latin?
Yeah, well, that is, there's many, many theories being bandied around this morning, Pat, as to with regard to that delay. And as your colleague said earlier, yeah, 2 hours. We were expecting smoke at around 7:30 last night, but in the end, it didn't come until 9 o'clock local time. And by that time, the sun had come down and it was actually quite chilly as well, and a lot of the crowd were getting a bit impatient and sort of slow hand clapping in parts, and there were also big cheers when a seagull landed on the chimney of the smokestack on top of the Sistine Chapel. But with regard to delays, yes, there is some suggestion that language might have played an issue, because obviously these cardinals come from 70 odd countries around the world. Italian is primarily the main language, but a lot of them don't speak Italian, so it's taking a long time to go through the procedure and the rules and the regulations. There is, as your colleague said, 133 cardinals. That's 18 more than last time. And we saw from the swearing-in ceremony that took almost a good hour and a half for that to be done. So they didn't actually start till 6 o'clock yesterday evening. There's also some suggestion that Raniero Cantalamessa, who's the a former priest with the papal household, again, took slightly longer than anticipated with his sermon. It overran by about 45 minutes is what they are saying. And also, as you said, a lot of these people don't know each other. They're wearing name badges as well, and they want to sort of jockey and gauge and sort of spar, if you like, with each other in there to find out who is the best candidate to be the next Pope.
Now, the question of lobbying, you know, there is no secular interference within the Sistine Chapel itself. But there certainly was some attempts to influence the cardinals before the conclave began.
Yes, that's right. There was some suggestion of a pact between the favourite Pietro Parolin and his Hungarian counterpart, Cardinal Urdu from Budapest. There was some suggestion that they'd carved up a deal in that he would get his supporters, Cardinal Urdu would get his supporters to vote for Parolin, and in return, Parolin would give him the number two job at the Vatican, the Secretary of State, which is currently Cardinal Parolin's position. It's a very powerful position. It's, as I say, second in command to the Pope. So there's some suggestion of a carve-up, if you like, of backing there. But we saw that the Hungarian ambassador to the Holy See put out a tweet on X categorically denying that. Then there was also some suggestion that Parolin himself was ill, and the Vatican had to come out to say that is strictly not correct. He's not ill at all. Obviously, they're saying if he's ill, could he hold up? Can he be a pope? Because obviously, health is an issue, and the cardinals are in their 70s. So, again, yes, there's a lot of politicking, and there's a lot of. I saw a lot of cardinals meeting and having dinners beforehand in the back streets, restaurants, and trattorias around St. Peter's in the run up to the start of the conclave.
Now, there was smoke over Vatican City, but it wasn't white or black smoke, it was pink smoke. Who was responsible?
Yeah, so that was a group of feminine activists who were saying that there should be more power, more voice to women in the church. And they set off some pink flares around St. Peter's yesterday afternoon in a sign of of protest. We're not expecting anything similar to that today. As your colleague said, that the security here is very tight. There's jamming signals. You can't use your mobile phone when you're in the square. There are police cars around. There's carabinieri. There's army units with those drone-busting guns that are there to... not to shoot the drones out of the sky, but to gently bring them down. They take over the radio frequency that the drone is operating on and steer it away from the area. So they're in operation as well. But there is, yeah, massive security presence here, and everyone is waiting for the next round of smoke. It is theoretically possible, Pat, that you could have had smoke around about now-ish. I'm probably going to tempt fate. I can't see anything because the second round of voting would have taken place today, and it is a possibility that you could have had white smoke. But I would have thought, if we haven't seen anything by now, then it's unlikely. And then we'll wait for that third round to be completed later on this morning. And then they will burn the ballot papers at around lunchtime. But the theory is that it'll take around four, five, six rounds of voting. So as your colleague said, possibly later on this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning. Conclave for Pope Francis took 2 days. The one before that for Pope Benedict also took around 2 days. So it's not unusual for it to go into a second day.
All right. Well, all cameras are focused on that chimney over the Sistine Chapel. Nick Pisa, Senior Reporter Global with Mail Online. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.